Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Double explosions targeted central Kabul today, killing at least six people, no one claiming responsibility for those attacks. The local Islamic State affiliate in Afghanistan and the more firmly established Taliban carry out regular attacks around the country, with the Taliban usually targeting the government, IS targeting Shiite minority. South Korean officials say North Korean leader Kim Jong-un told South Korean President Moon Jae-in at their historic summit that he would be willing to give up his nuclear weapons. VOA asked Australian National University scholar John Blaxland if Kim can be trusted in light of his past behavior.
On one level, it's wonderful news, but the realist in me remains skeptical because we know that Kim Jong-un has been masterful at hiding and of preventing outsiders really understanding the breadth and depth of his schemes. And so when we hear that he's prepared to have inspectors come in, the question then is, well, to inspect what? And what's left off the list of inspected sites?
President Trump expressed optimism, that is, that his planned meeting with Kim Jong-un in a few weeks would come off all right, but remains cautious about Kim's concessions. Iran topped the agenda as the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is visiting U.S. allies Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Jordan. He does not expect the U.S. to stay in the Iran deal. Madagascar's president has refused to bow to opposition demands he resign following new electoral laws seen as benefiting the incumbent. His opponents claim the law bars some candidates from standing in presidential elections. There have been deadly protests. This is VOA News. Lebanese expatriates, including Miriam Baccarat, began casting ballots in the country's first parliamentary election in 9 years.
So that's the first time I get to vote. I think we are now at a point in time where we can actually make a change.
The current parliament's mandate has been repeatedly extended due to security threats posed by the Syrian conflict. Thousands of Lebanese cast ballots last week in six Arab countries. Armenia's ruling party says it will not stop protest leader Nikol Pashinyan from becoming interim prime minister if all opposition factions in parliament support his candidacy. More than 2 weeks of anti-government protest have forced the resignation of Republican Party veteran Serge Sarkisian as prime minister, and the party has said it would not put forward one of its own members to replace him in a bid to calm tensions. Diplomats from the United Nations Security Council are scheduled to meet today with Aung San Suu Kyi, the de facto leader of Myanmar, also known as Burma. Sunday, they met with members of the Muslim Rohingya refugees who fled a security crackdown in Myanmar to Bangladesh. They spoke of atrocities, including killings, rapes, and arson. University of Tasmania scholar Monique Skidmore speaks with VOA about the UN and what it can do to help the Rohingya.
As the residents of the refugee camps are well aware, the UN Security Council does have the ability to refer the Myanmar government to the International Criminal Court, and that was one of the demands that they presented to the delegation. The other interesting demand was that they wanted the UN to supervise their repatriation.
Under an agreement signed by Myanmar and Bangladesh, Rohingya refugees should have started to return to Myanmar in January, but the UN and rights groups say the move is dangerously premature. Bangladesh shelters nearly 700,000 Rohingya who fled Myanmar's western Rakhine state last year. In the Canadian city of Toronto, hundreds gathered to remember the victims killed or injured when a driver used a van to plow into pedestrians last week. Rabbi Eva Goldfinger was among the speakers.
We cannot change the past, but we can and must change the future. Each of us needs to move from judgment towards understanding of others.
10 people were killed, 13 injured. The suspect has been charged with murder and attempted murder in one of Canada's worst mass killings in decades. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.